From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm going to skip the recap of yesterday's show in lieu of our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. There's a lot going on in the news, as you know. And as you know, they've been trying to divide Americans for quite some time. Black, white, male, female, left, right. It goes on and on. Gay, straight, religious, not religious, male, female, you know. You love kids. We don't need kids. It'll ruin the planet. You know, divide on children. Divide on, you know, you need an education. No, I don't. Education divisions. Just divisions on every topic under the sun, and it's getting worse. To mask, not to mask. To vax, not to vax. And it has become so extreme on all sides, to the point where I think Americans have been deceived into not being able to see straight at all. What do I mean? Why am I saying this? I wrote a column back in 2016, and it was called A Clarion Call for Civility. A Clarion Call for Civility, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason that I wrote it is because, man, everybody's against everybody. And you know what? Since I wrote that in 2016, I don't want to say I'm a prophet, but it was almost prophetic. It was so insightful. You look in 2021, 2022, and my goodness, the divisions are just so extreme. Yes, George Floyd. No, George Floyd. You know what? Send Chauvin to prison. No, he should be free. We didn't get a fair trial. And it just goes on and on and on. I watch Fox. Well, I watch CNN, by golly. And it just doesn't seem to end. And the problem is, Americans have, for generations, have disagreed on topics. Americans, for literally since our founding, had absolute disagreements on core fundamental things. But there's a change, a serious sea change that I believe the communists and socialists have planted at our center to destroy America. And in the past, they used to agree to disagree agreeably. Does that make any sense? They used to agree, hey, you know what, we can agree to disagree on that one. And they'd just go off and then leave it alone for another day. Or they'd give a jab at one another for to make their points or to try to prove they're right, but they'd let it go. And from time to time, it'd get heated, but it would soften. But it was always relatively civil in the discourse in America. And the genius of America was on display for the whole world to see. The light on the hill, if you will, was nothing short of miraculous, even with our internal debate that shocked the world. Why doesn't the king shut them down, they'd say. Well, you know what? They have a lively debate, but man, that's the genius of America. It would go. And so it was so. And it was incredible. We're losing that, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to bring on our guest to try to bring that back, and we're going to do it today. My guest is Mr. Cliff Kincaid. I've known him for a long time. He's been a dear friend. At USASurvival.org and is his website. And he's been a dear friend. I've been involved in radio with him in the past. He's written articles. He used to be with Reed Irvine in Accuracy and Media for a long time. He does a great job. He's an incredible journalist. He's in the Washington, D.C. area. I pray he moves west and joins the rest of us. That's another topic. But I digress except to say he's just a dear friend. And you know what? He has done some of the most stellar, in-depth reporting over the, 25 years I've known the guy or more? In that range, anyway. He's done some of the most stellar reporting of anybody. He's not afraid to tell the truth. He doesn't pick sides and then, oh, for sake of party or politics or stay with that side. He really does his very best to go where the journalism takes him. I commend him for that, ladies and gentlemen. I think that is admirable, to say the least. And there's very few that really have the guts to get there. And that's why I welcome Cliff Kincaid to Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome, my friend.
Sam, great to be with you. Thanks for those kind comments.
Now, I got an email from you that in a way shocked me to the core. And it didn't shock me to the core for the reasons that you might think. All right? The headline or the subject of the email said, "The most censored man in the world." And Cliff tells a story, "Dear friends of American survival, I am amazed at the reaction of the people that I once considered on the Christian conservative side, going nuts about supporting Donald Trump's warp speed vaccine plan. They have relentlessly attacked anybody who even gives the plan a fair shake, much less backs the plan." And so the bottom line is, Cliff Kincaid has done his research, and he created a column, "Obama Takes Trump Warp Speed Vaccine," and he got a crazy response from conservatives. And it basically says, "I highly doubt that anybody would take the vaccine." So they go into conspiracy land. Then they also then start attacking Cliff and saying, "You know what? You've joined the dark side. You've become the enemy. How did you join the deep state? Why?" And they literally, relentlessly attack Cliff Kincaid, saying, "Hey, they took the fake jabs, these leaders, and you're getting the real jabs. It's all a con job, and you're being suckered." And, well, Cliff Kincaid defends himself, of course, quite admirably, or adeptly, I should say. So let's start there, though. I first got shocked not because you're backing this vaccine, which, by the way, I 100% disagree with. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. But let's start with this relentless attack that you're receiving. I called Cliff on the phone immediately and said, "Hey, I completely disagree, but this attack is 1,000% unacceptable and unwarranted." Cliff?
Sam, let me give you some background. I appreciate your opening comments. Back in the 1980s, I used to be a co-host on a show called Crossfire on CNN. That's when CNN did have a show devoted to both sides. I played the conservative or right-wing host, and on the other side, people like Tom Braden, Michael Kinsley, all kinds of liberals and left-wingers. And that's, I love that give and take, and I know you do too. And this is why what's happened to me, I can take it. Look, I've been around for 40 years. I've been under attack by the left for most of that time. Now I'm under attack by people on the right who suggest I'm somehow secretly an agent of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. And let me tell you a little bit of background before we get into our discussion about the Trump warp speed vaccines. Years ago, I headed a group actually called the Committee to Protect Medical Freedom, which was devoted, and I'm still devoted to this, freedom of choice in vaccines. At the time, I worked with people like Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center, one of the best sources of information, to oppose then what we thought would be a mandatory HIV/AIDS vaccine. That was one of Anthony Fauci's projects back then. It was launched, as you may remember, by President Bill Clinton. They never succeeded. They never got through the trials. And so the HIV/AIDS vaccine never took off. Instead, as you know, they resorted to a combination of various drugs to treat that medical condition. But I was never a total supporter of vaccines. When our third child was born, they tried to take him out after one day of being born and said they were going to give him a hepatitis B vaccine. I told my wife, I said, "Get him back in there. Don't let them take him away. A hepatitis B vaccine should not be imposed on a baby, an infant, because that's basically designed to treat a condition that promiscuous people or people who use drugs develop later in life. So I've been opposed to a lot of these mandatory vaccines. What's changed with the China
virus? Before you say what's changed, you've also done a lot of research on vaccines and a lot of reporting on vaccines with partners and people, the likes of Barbara Lowe Fisher, who is as anti-vaccine as you can get. She's the 909 shot is how I remember it, because that's when I started. But it's the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC. You worked with those people and reported alongside those people for a long time. Let's just be clear, right?
Exactly. And it was my group. I discontinued the project after about 10 years. The Committee to Protect Medical Freedom that actually held a news conference in Washington. I sponsored, I hosted this news conference. Barbara was a speaker. We had people against the HIV/AIDS vaccine. We had people against the anthrax vaccine. At that time, because of the Gulf War, there was a lot of talk of forcing that on our soldiers in the combat theater. So I've been very sophisticated, if I do say so myself, about the dangers and risks of vaccines. I think too many of them have been forced onto the market too quickly. I remember writing about the proposed rotavirus vaccine. They had to withdraw that after about 6 months.
Hang tight, Cliff. We'll be back in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sam Bushman. Cliff Kincaid's with me. USASurvival.org, his website. Check that out. The discussion begins.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No. Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes. All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Technical difficulties right when we kick off the broadcast with Cliff Kincaid. And Cliff has USASurvival.org as his website. We're talking about his involvement in vaccinations and the really, for the most part, the protest movement saying, you know what, there's too much, too many, too fast, they're released, they're not given to the right people. We need to be really, really careful here. You were saying you held a conference on that. A lot of people attended, and you really worked on that really hard back in the early days, Cliff.
I did, Sam. So my credentials are solid. I don't cede any moral or high ground to anybody on the topic of vaccines. What has changed, and I continue to question how many vaccines are required or mandated for young people, for infants, for babies. I continue to fight that battle. But what has changed is the China virus, as President Trump called it. And on this issue of the warp speed vaccines, I stand with Trump. I have been a supporter of his policies, and I stand solidly behind this one for a number of reasons. Not that I want to force these vaccines on anybody. I don't. But I think it's worthwhile. I fear the virus more than the vaccine. And let's face it, fear is driving a lot of this. And if people out there, if you or others want to fear the vaccine over the virus, that's your right. What I'm trying to do when it comes to the conservative media, and thankfully you're having me on so we can discuss this openly, is let's talk about it. Let's talk about why President Trump launched this initiative, why the virus is so dangerous, and why, in my opinion, the risks of taking the vaccine outweigh the risks of getting the virus and the COVID-19 disease. And because of that, a number of conservative websites that used to run my columns are now either failing to run them or they're putting disclaimers on my columns saying, well, Kincaid speaks only for himself. Well, I always speak only for myself. That's true. But I'll give you one example. My good friend Alex Newman, who runs Liberty Sentinel, he's actually contributed to one of the books we published on Barack Hussein Obama. He won't run my pro-vaccine columns. And I asked him why. He says, because I disagree with him. I think the vaccines are dangerous. Okay, that's fine. He has a right not to run my columns. I don't expect people to automatically run them, even though I do my due diligence and investigate and document what I say. I'm just bringing this out because I think too many conservatives and Christians out there are not getting the total story. How many have heard that people like Franklin Graham, Robert Jeffress, Dr. James Dobson are all backing the vaccines? How many know that former President Trump
let me interject here.
Yeah.
Cliff, let me interject here. So is the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay. And how many people know that Trump himself has issued at least 4 statements, maybe more, through various interviews, documenting and validating how important these vaccines are? Of course, he got the disease. He was treated with 8 different drugs, 1 through an IV. He subsequently got the vaccine as a backup. I can't find any solid conservative people, either from the Trump administration or in the Congress, who are not in favor of these vaccines. Now, I'm not speaking with an argument from authority just because somebody else says something. You've got to investigate yourself. When I took the vaccines, I've taken 2 shots of the Pfizer vaccine. I had to sign informed consent forms. So I know there's a risk. I know that. But as I say, Sam, the risk of not getting the vaccine, I think, is far greater and far more dangerous to you, yourself, and your loved ones. So I'm just asking people to look at both sides. Go to my website, usasurvival.org. I've written about 5 or 6 columns on this subject because I believe it's so important that if we don't get out from under what China has done to us, and remember, we're in year 2 of suffering, the pain and suffering and death from this virus, if we don't overcome it soon, we're finished as a country.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the understanding that Cliff Kincaid has through his own research, through his own due diligence, with his own mind, with his own heart, with his own beliefs, with his own best effort on the topic. And ladies and gentlemen, here's my point. Whether you agree or disagree with Cliff Kincaid, are you willing to let Cliff tell his side of the story? Are you willing to let the American people listen to Cliff, listen to me, listen to Alex Newman, listen to you, listen to whoever? And are you willing to let the American people make up their own mind on this topic? And if you are, I say you're a defender of the First Amendment. And if you're not, I got to question your motive, because now you're guilty of what you've been complaining the liberals have been doing to us forever. We riot and complain and have a cow in the conservative movement. We don't literally riot like Antifa, but we get all up in arms and have a cow, and because we say they're not letting us tell our story. They're not letting us have our say. And now we're going to turn right around, and because one of our own decides that he has his own views on something, his opinion, his researched, educated, valued, in my opinion, and he's not entitled to it. If that's true, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little bit afraid of Cliff Kincaid's last statement. We're going to lose our country. Our country will be gone. From a First Amendment point of view, without people like me and you, Cliff, maybe it already is.
Sam, we need fair, honest, and open debate. And here's the problem as I see it going forward. And again, we've been through a whole year of this with the suffering, the pain, the death, the lockdowns. I could go, we know what's been happening to our country. This is unprecedented, really, in the history of the American nation to have
to
go
through. Yeah, the only
thing
that comes close is probably the 1918 flu, right? I mean, I wouldn't say it was this far, but it's the only thing that kind of came close, right?
And exactly. President Trump, in fact, in his recent statements to Michael Goodwin of the New York Post about people needing to get vaccinated, said, if we hadn't developed these warp speed vaccines in this quick a time period, we would be facing carnage like that flu. And remember, here's another point I'm trying to make to people, that this vaccine is not dealing with your ordinary flu. This is, for reasons that President Trump laid out, this is, he called it, I call it, the China virus. Even Alex Newman, who disagrees with me on the vaccine, says this is a real virus. And he thinks, I think, it came out of a Chinese government laboratory. It's very contagious. People say, well, 97.5% of the people who get it survive it. Well, that's true, but think about the carnage from it. Think about the more than 500,000 dead already in the United States. Think of the more than 3 million dead worldwide. If it's just going to kill 2 or 3%, just kill, look at the death and suffering. And my fear is that so many people in the United States are not getting both sides that they're going to be scared of taking the vaccine. And as a result, the pandemic will be continuing with new variations, new variants, new mutations of the virus. And we're going to be living, those of us who live, with this virus for maybe another year.
That's certainly a possibility, and sadly, a reality that we'll be living with it for quite some time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this very clear. I completely disagree with Cliff on a variety of points here. However, what I'm doing my very best to do is hold my tongue, let him tell his side of the story and get his viewpoint out. Then I'll ask some questions, we'll build some groundwork, and then I'll bring up some of my concerns, and we'll intelligently, honestly, openly, and I'm hoping to do my best fairly, discuss them in a meaningful way. Isn't that what America deserves? This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News. with Mike Fortier.
More Americans returning to normal as more of us get vaccinated. That transition back to pre-COVID activities can be stressful for some, though. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober on CBS News Friday with advice for those struggling.
You have to think about going into a swimming pool. You don't have to dive into the deep end. You just dip your foot into the water. You don't have to dive right in. Just take it one step at a time.
You can find tips on how to deal with COVID-related stress at cdc.gov. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will meet face-to-face with more world leaders. The White House announcing Friday Biden will visit the U.K. for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first overseas trip since taking office. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his hunger strike Friday after 24 days. The hunger strike, a protest against what he calls his politically motivated imprisonment. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia, among many countries, dealing with sharply rising COVID cases. The country announcing Friday a 10-day work stoppage in May to bring case numbers down. Japan imposing a state of emergency in parts of the country, including Tokyo, until May 11th. India seems to be the hardest hit, though. India breaking world records 3 days in a row for most new cases. Saturday, they announced almost 347,000 new cases and over 2,600 deaths. That's the country's highest single-day death toll of the pandemic. Good news in the U.S., though. Federal health officials Friday approved using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again, effective immediately. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. 15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. 3 of them die. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid, Sam Bushman, USASurvival.org. And literally, Cliff Kincaid is saying he believes in the vaccines. He backs Donald Trump Operation Warp Speed. And he is convinced that, you know what, our very survival may depend on it. He's convinced that the Chinese literally created this virus in a lab and that it's serious, serious business indeed. And so he is saying, hey, we need to get this vaccine. We need to get this behind us. We need to open up society. And for a variety of reasons, you know what? We may be just selling the farm if we're not very careful on this thing. Cliff?
I would only add, I want an open, honest, and fair debate. And I don't know why so many of these conservative websites do not want such an open an honest and fair debate. I understand people have different points of view, but I've been fighting the liberals and the left-wingers, as you know, Sam, for all my life. And now I'm fighting against my fellow conservatives who don't want me to be heard. It's censorship on the other foot, so to speak. And that's fine. I don't claim an automatic right to put my material anywhere I want to. And I've got my own website, USASurvival.org. But what troubles me is the reluctance to have a rational debate. Let me give you one quick example. I just wrote a column I sent out last night on what I call the divide in the GOP over the vaxxed and the vaxxed not. 45% of Republicans don't want to get the vaccine. And basically, I argued that if the Republicans persist on this issue in their anti-vaccine sentiment, they're going to be ostracized and marginalized, and they're going to suffer politically for it, because the vast majority of people think this crisis is so deep, and they believe, even though Trump was behind Operation Warp Speed, Biden himself believes in these vaccines. The Democrats have accepted something that Trump should and does take credit for, that we need the vaccines to survive as a people and get to herd immunity and return to normalcy. And by the way, it's not just my opinion. Look at what's happening in Israel. Israel is using the Pfizer vaccine in a mass vaccination program, and they're coming out of the disease. They're coming out of the virus, returning to normal in Israel under the leadership of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Now, I challenge anybody to make the case that Israel is bent on self-destruction. Israel knows what survival is all about. And when I pointed this out to one of my critics, here's the kind of response I get back. And I just got this literally 10 minutes ago. I said, if this is such an evil, demonic vaccine, why is Israel mass vaccinating its own people? And she wrote back, I don't support the Antichrist government of Israel. It is the synagogue of Satan. Well, Sam, you and I know Jesus was a Jew. Now, people I respect, I've mentioned them, Franklin Graham, Robert Jeffress, James Dobson, have all supported these vaccines. With Franklin Graham using the Good Samaritan approach, if you don't want to take the vaccine to save yourself, at least take it so you don't spread the disease to other people. This is the rationale. And if you take the vaccine, as I did, the two shots of the Pfizer vaccine, the same one they're using in Israel to great effect, bringing Israel back to life. In fact, Netanyahu says this is a lifesaver for Israel. When the rest of the world, for the most part, is still suffering, including the United States, we know what it means to survive as a country. We have to survive the China virus vaccine and the China virus itself. As I say, there's risks to both, but I think the virus is far more deadly, far more dangerous. We've seen the carnage, 3 million dead. We have to get back to normal in this country and get on a war footing, let me put it that way, with China, our main enemy in the world today. If we continue to sputter and spin our wheels with all these divisions at home and people not getting the truth and calling their critics like me supporters of the Antichrist, we're never going to make headway, Sam.
There's no question that's true, and there's so many points to dig into and so many places to start. I'm going to start with a couple of interesting thoughts here. You know, I understand Jesus was a Jew. I understand that, you know, some people believe that the government of Israel is not the same as the, you know, prophetic, biblical Israel. I understand that governments around the world take power into themselves, and many of them are evil. I also, though, don't think that your neighbor who happens to be Jewish is a bad person. And we need to learn to kind of separate things like that and not just throw the baby out with the bathwater, not with our statements. So statements like, you know, you're backing Jewish Satan is just insanity talk, in my opinion. It's too broad of a brush. It doesn't literally call out those who are trying to destroy liberty around the world. It literally just paints with a blanket or, you know, a broad brush this idea. And I think we need to kind of first start by stopping that. Because you know what? With those such broad brush statements, things are so definitive. It's going to trigger everybody into never even having an appropriate discussion, Cliff.
I think so. And what has troubled me, and I'm a Christian, I go to church, I read the Bible, but I also try to keep some of these religious statements in perspective. I hear a lot of this in response to my pro-vaccine columns, that somehow these vaccines, even though they were developed under the authority of President Trump, he cut through the bureaucracy. He cut through the regulations. to make sure we could have these vaccines, at least two of them, in 9 months' time, when our people were dying and suffering, and still are. I'm sticking with Trump, but when I do, ironically, many of the criticisms I'm getting, Sam, are from pro-Trump people, or people who used to be for Trump. They were big supporters of Trump until he took the side and authorized, as president he should have, a crash program to develop these vaccines. I know these people are well motivated. They're sincere. They say, oh, the vaccines are part of some Antichrist plot, some plot out of the Book of Revelations to put microchips in our bodies and control us as slaves or zombies. And all I do, and I don't like to get into big religious discussions with people, but I do know, because I've done some research on the Bible, is people should realize when they're talking about the end times, and you and I probably still remember the Hal Lindsey book, The Late Great Planet Earth. You know, we're still around, aren't we, Sam? Yeah, I think we are.
That yes, the first generation we've heard through the years, everybody's saying it's the end day, and they've said that over and over every time the day expires, right?
And then I remind people, because I've talked to Bible experts about this, if you read the Bible carefully, the first generation of Christians thought they were living in the end times too.
And yes, they did.
If we use that as an excuse to see everything of a scientific or technological bent as some kind of mark of the beast, we're not going to have a rational discussion. I remember when people, I've been around for 40 years covering this material, people thought the barcodes in the grocery stores were the mark of the beast. Do you remember that?
Yes, they did. And the interesting thing about this discussion, Cliff, is that, you know what they're going to say now to you and me, and they're going to attack me too. But I don't care, because I think a healthy debate, a healthy discussion is appropriate. I'm not afraid of where the truth leads me. And that's why I'm willing to have this discussion. And I feel like what they're going to say to me and you is, now you're taking all the arguments off the table. Now, I've said that I don't believe that the vaccines, now I don't know if you know, but DARPA created a chip that can go into your skin right now. And that chip can detect if you have the coronavirus or not before you have symptoms. Are you familiar with that?
I am. And I have to tell you,
I'm
support that
to people
research.
That is not.
Right.
I'm saying that is not the mark of the beast, even though they built the chip to go under your skin. But I'm saying I don't believe it's the mark of the beast, though.
Of course not. And the reason they're doing this is because our troops are going to be on the front line of biological warfare in the future, some of it from China, probably some of it from Russia. Remember, both of these countries have specialized in biological warfare. Russia has been using poisons on its own dissidents. You just see what happened to Navalny. See what happened to dissidents in the past. Now China's using it on a massive scale against everybody.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt things are heating up in the world in many, many, many ways. Sam and Cliff discussing it openly, candidly, and fairly with civility. How do you like that?
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, with Cliff Kincaid, USASurvival.org. Check out his award-winning columns on a variety of subjects. He decides he wants to back Donald Trump. Imagine that. He decides he believes in Donald Trump's warp speed vaccine program. He's taken the vaccines, and he believes that it's essential we do so because, you know what? The Chinese are literally using warfare against the whole world. Where that leads, nobody knows, but it's quintessential in Cliff's mind that we take the vaccines, that we stop the coronavirus, and that we do something. And I've let him make his case as completely as I hope he needs to. Let me give you another chance, Cliff, if you have anything else you want to kind of add to that case. And then what I want to do is just start to ask some questions and set the stage for a couple of things that I find interesting.
What I'd like to do, Sam, is just let people know that there is another side of the story, even though I'm pro-Trump on vaccines and pro-vaccine. I'm being ostracized and marginalized, but people can go to my website and read my stuff, usasurvival.org. But let me mention a couple things. When you're dealing, and I'm no expert on vaccines, I'm not a medical doctor. I did run this committee to protect medical freedom. But I do know that when it comes to these viruses, you need to develop some form of immunity. Now, some people develop that immunity through getting COVID. Senator Mike Lee tested positive for the coronavirus. As a result, he developed what they call immunities. The same goes for Senator Rand Paul. And by the way, both of these senators, Republican, Libertarian senators, believe in the vaccines. They promote the vaccines. The vaccines are simply another way to get immunity to the virus. Now, it's not ironclad. It's not foolproof. You will find people who have gotten the vaccines who get tested positive for the virus. In almost all of those cases, they're not getting the most severe form that requires hospitalization. I bring these up, and most of the conservatives on Capitol Hill are pro-vaccine. Some of them, as I say, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, have gotten the virus. They know it's real. Here's what disturbs me so much about the other side of this debate, which is trying to predominate. There's a so-called Red Pill Expo coming up under the sponsorship of a group of people, and one of their speakers claims that the China virus does not exist. Now, yeah, it's their right to have a speaker like that, but I've asked people involved in the conference, like Alex Newman, why do this? Why potentially confuse people on a matter of life and death when you yourself and others are refusing to run my own pro-vaccine columns? As I say, and Alex supplied this information on the record for one of my columns, he said, well, I personally believe the virus is real. Well, I think you probably do, too. I hope you do, Sam. We'll get into this. But why are so many people in the conservative and Christian community of the belief that it's not real or else it's harmless? It's just the common cold. When demonstrably we have so many people suffering and dying for it. Everybody I know who's part of my family community, my pastor, my kids, my wife, we have all gotten the vaccine, not just for self-preservation, but as Franklin Graham says, a Good Samaritan approach, because we believe the evidence suggests it will help us stop the spread to others who may be more vulnerable. And isn't that what conservatives have been saying from the start when it comes to people like Governor Cuomo of New York? Why did you send the COVID-19 positive people back into the nursing homes if this virus wasn't so deadly? And we know it was, and we know tens of thousands of people, old people, elderly people, have died in these nursing homes because they were exposed to the virus. We've gone through this for 1 year now. Thanks to President Trump, we've got some vaccines that work, that are highly effective. Let's take advantage of them and save ourselves, our families, and our country.
All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, from Cliff Kincaid. I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to argue or put in any questions. I wanted him to be able to tell his whole story. I wanted him to be able to lay it out as he sees it uninterrupted, because I don't want to get into a sidebar where he wasn't able to say all that he wanted to say, that he wasn't able to complete his thoughts on the matter because I kept interrupting or having questions or having contradictory thoughts or whatever else. And so I wanted him just to be able to roll and tell the whole story, because that's one of the things that the mainstream press never seems to let us do, right? And so I want to let that happen. Furthermore, whether I agree or disagree, hey, I'm going to let Cliff Kincaid lay out a very cogent, well-connected opinion viewpoint to which he's entitled. And I'm not interested in attacking him for that viewpoint, even though I disagree with it. I'm interested in preserving the First Amendment of the United States of America. And that's what the mainstream press has not been allowing to happen, and all the conservatives are complaining about it, and now they're doing the very same thing to Cliff. And I know we've mentioned this a couple of times, but it's worth hammering home. Now, Cliff, I don't know if you know, but I got kicked off of Twitter.
Ah.
And the reason I got rejected from Twitter is because there was an article out of Israel, and it's interesting that you bring up Israel. There is an article out of Israel where a group of physicians are saying, hey, the vaccine is killing more elderly people than the coronavirus did. Now, it's not a matter of if you debate the truthfulness of their claim or not. I reported it as a news story coming out from a credible group in Israel. It was published in LifeSite News and other places. And I merely reported on that report. And they took me down, saying I'm not even allowed to report on that report. What do you think of that?
I think it's censorship. I've been victimized the same way. I don't know if you know it or not, Sam, but I've had 2 YouTube videos taken down. If I get one more, what they call third strike, they will delete my whole YouTube channel. It's America Survival Inc. TV is what I call it. And so I've had to scramble within the last 3 weeks because of the kind assistance of one of my friends who's involved in technology to download all of my videos from YouTube. I've got 400 videos that I've done over decades just to try to save them so I can find an alternative platform. Let me tell you one more thing. I'm not on Twitter because I don't like that particular social media. But the guy who runs Twitter, Jack Dorsey, also runs Square, which runs Weebly. Weebly is the website platform that I use for America Survival Inc., USASurvival.org. About 2 months ago, they informed me that I couldn't use their subscription service anymore to send out my newsletters. I went back and forth, never found a valid reason why not. I'm sure it was because of my content. So I had to move to an alternative. I've been undergoing this kind of censorship myself. But when it comes to Israel, that's wrong to censor some report from some doctors. I don't know who they are, but I'm sure they're having a robust debate in Israel about this. I will say, when it comes to Israel, I have great respect, have always had great respect for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He was one of my heroes when I was writing extensively about the worldwide response to terrorism. As you know, Netanyahu served in the Israeli Defense Forces. Nobody knows more about defense against terrorism and how to survive globally in the world today than Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I submit that this is why they have engaged in mass vaccination for their population and why they are coming out of this crisis and returning to normal.
So that's interesting, though, in my mind, that report saying more people, elderly people, are dying from the corona vaccine than they are from the virus itself. I don't know if the report's true. I'm not saying I've vetted it and that I know more than the doctors. I'm just saying it's articles like that, though, when guys like me get shut down over that, it's hard to think they're willing to let the truth come out. Now, Dr. Scott Atlas, for example, was on Donald Trump's team for a little bit as well. And he basically says, hey, you know what? The virus is real. And I do believe the virus is real. Okay, just to set the record straight, I do believe the virus is real. However, what's interesting about it is even the CDC admits they have not been able to isolate the virus. They don't have a copy of the coronavirus. You know that, right?
I don't agree with that. They actually have pictures of the virus. You can find these on the website. I think the virus has been isolated.
And the CDC says that it has not.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think the CDC, you can find pictures of the virus on the CDC website.
I understand. But pictures, the question becomes, are they pictures of a real gene-sequenced virus? Are they pictures of what they believe the pattern of the virus looks like in somebody? You know, and so who has the copy of the virus and who claims they have the isolated virus? Is there anyone?
Yes, this is how they were able to develop the vaccines, because they had the virus.
Okay, so I want to know who on record claims they have the isolated virus, because this is a big point where some of these doctors that you mentioned that are speaking at Red Pill claim that it doesn't exist, or that it's, you know, they can't prove it or whatever, and why a lot of the conservatives are up in arms saying, hey, they've admitted, the CDC admitted that they don't have an isolated copy of the virus. And so if somebody is claiming they have the isolated virus, I'd like to know who and where, because that is a huge sticking point for the conservatives.
I'd like to know.
We don't have it isolated.
I just disagree. I think it has been isolated. This is the basis for the vaccines. They have pictures of the virus. I don't know what more they need. I don't know where the CDC says we don't know what the virus is. We don't haven't isolated it. I find that incredible, because I'd like to see it actually in print. I'd like to see it from the CDC website, because if they didn't have the virus, they couldn't develop the vaccine, and the vaccine wouldn't be 80% to 90% effective as it is now.
All right, now that's a very important sticking point about this whole thing. So they say that the virus has never been isolated. Even the CDC agrees with that reality. And you can type in, is the coronavirus or COVID-19 isolated or whatever? And there's documents that show they admit that it's not been isolated. So that's number one. Number two, the term vaccine that we normally use relates to a copy of the virus, and then they attenuate it or reduce its power, and then they mix it with other things for a variety of reasons. We'll get into that as well. And then what they do is they use that to make your body generate an immune or a response. Well, these experimental vaccines, and that's all they are at this point, is experimental. These vaccines do not have the virus at all in them. In fact, they're called RNA manipulating substances, and they don't have the virus in them. We'll talk about that coming up, along with several other questions I have for Cliff. So Cliff's made his points, and the peaceful discussion continues in hour two in this special broadcast with Cliff Kincaid of USASurvival.org. God save the Republic.